Getting the information you need on your drive home. It's Heather Duplessy Allen Drive with Vodafone. Changing to One New Zealand in 2023. Newstalk ZB.
Afternoon, it's promotions for Michael Wood, Aisha Verrill and Willie Jackson, and demotions for Nanaia Mahuta and Andrew Little in today's cabinet reshuffle. The man behind it is the Prime Minister, Chris Hipkins, who's with us. Evening, Prime Minister.
G'day, Heather.
Are you sure that Michael Wood is the right guy to win Auckland back for you?
Oh, Michael Wood's an incredibly talented minister, and I think he's the right person to be coordinating the work that we've got in Auckland ahead of us, particularly in light of recent events where we know there's even more work in Auckland now as a result of the flooding.
But he is also the guy who was responsible for the bike bridge to Birkenhead. He's the guy responsible for essentially dropping speed limits on 1,600 roads around the city. He is keeping migrant workers out, which is the biggest problem for Auckland businesses. So what makes you think Auckland likes him?
No, I don't agree with your characterisation on many of those issues. I think if you look at the work that he's done around immigration, he's actually been loosening the immigration setting.
After tightening them first.
And responding to the concerns that the business community have been raising. I rate Michael. I think he's incredibly talented. And I think that he will bring some clarity and some focus to the work that the government has ahead of us in Auckland.
Was there some horse trading behind the scenes that got him this job to secure your prime ministership?
No, absolutely not. No, as I indicated before, I didn't offer anyone anything before there was the vote in the caucus. And so, you know, I had a relatively blank slate. So I've appointed people to the jobs that I want them to do.
How did Willie Jackson get a promotion after that shambles of an interview last year?
Oh, look, it may not have been Willie's best work. Willie, I think, has an awful lot to offer. He does understand the media and the broadcasting portfolio very well. We'll make some decisions in the near future about the future of our kind of policy priorities in those areas, and I have no doubt that Willie's the right person to implement them.
Has Kieran McEnulty got local government in order to kill off Three Waters once and for all, or just to convince Pākehā farmers they don't have to be scared of co-governance?
As I've indicated before, I don't think no reform in Three Waters is an option. We've got billions of dollars worth of water infrastructure that needs to be upgraded, hundreds of billions of dollars of water investment required in the next 30 or so years, and that's going to add a significant amount to people's rates if we don't reform the way we do this. So I think there is an absolute imperative for reform. One of the things that I will be doing alongside Kieran McEnulty is just running the rule over where we've got to so far and looking at whether further changes are required.
Why have you demoted Nanaia Mahuta?
Look, in order for some people to move up, obviously some people need to move down. Nanaia Mahuta, as our Minister of Foreign Affairs, is actually going to be out of the front line in terms of, you know, the day-to-day cut and thrust of politics, because I expect her to be out and about reconnecting with the rest of the world. And so where she sits kind of reflects that. That's not unusual. Mohamed Kali sat on the second bench during the time that he was Minister of Foreign Affairs. It's a reflection of the fact that they're not often in the parliamentary debating chamber. They're actually out and about around the world.
You're not just taking her out of the cut and thrust of daily politics because she is drawing so much negative attention at the moment.
No, I want her focused on foreign affairs. We've got a big job ahead of us. You know, we've had a couple of years where we've been relatively isolated, and we do need to get out and about and sell New Zealand's message to the world.
How many trips is she going to do as foreign minister this year then?
Oh, well, we haven't set out the travel schedule, but it's, you know, not unusual for Minister of Foreign Affairs to do, you know, quite extensive travel. That goes with
no,
the
it is no, not no. What is unusual is when a Minister of Foreign Affairs doesn't do that much travel, which is the situation with Nanaia Mahuta.
Well, for the, you know, two odd years that she's been in the portfolio, the border was closed for a year and a half of that time, so I'm not sure that that's necessarily a fair comparison.
How's Andrew Little feeling about losing health? He wanted it.
Look, I've had a conversation with Andrew Little about it. He indicated right at the beginning of the reshuffle that he would support me in whatever decisions that I took. I think that we need some good strategic thinking in the defence area. Given his, you know, background working in those intelligence portfolios, I think he's ready to hit the ground running there. And in the public service portfolio, one that I'm very familiar with and quite fond of, I think that he's well prepared to pick up the challenges ahead there.
Minister, thank you for your time. Or really, Prime Minister, thank you for your time. Sorry about that. Really appreciate it. Chris Hipkins, Prime Minister.